Tell you what, ours is in the shop, and they've given me a 2016 Lariat to drive around. They said, and I just said, I just need it for commuting. Give me, you know, the best fuel economy thing you've got. I'll take a Fiesta. And they're like, oh, we'll see what we can do for you. And I show up, and they've got a brand new Lariat.
And it's the Platinum Series, too, right?
No, it's a Lariat.
Okay.
A F-150. And I don't know the difference between a Lariat and a Platinum and a King Ranch and a Harley Davidson.
Yeah. All the specific details.
Yeah.
Well, it was such a luxury vehicle you were driving. I thought it was the Platinum. But it's the Lariat.
Man. Yeah.
It is nice. It is very nice.
I will tell you my favorite thing. I've got this list here of everything that was new or I've never seen in a vehicle before. My favorite thing, though, the moonroof is almost the entire size of the roof.
Yeah.
And the back window opens up.
Sliding vent.
So, you know when you drive and you want to get that air in the cab?
Oh, yeah.
And you put it down, and a lot of times you got that oscillating.
Yep.
Well, so you have to open two windows. Well, then it's so loud, you can't hear the radio or anything. Well, you open the moonroof, and you open that back, and you get
the fresh
circulation
air.
Of the air, and it's up high enough that you don't have to turn up your speakers any louder because that air sound, is it coming right? Oh, I've been driving with the top down all week. It's been
nice, huh?
It's been very nice. Well, that's my requirement for my next truck. It's got to have a moonroof and an opening back window.
All right. Well, your Expedition has that.
I don't get to drive it.
Yeah, that's right. You don't get to drive it. That's Amanda's car. Let's talk a little bit about remodeling, y'all. No.
You ask him, that's Landry's car.
Landry's
car. The red truck is Remy's, and the Expedition's Landry's.
Okay, so Remy's 3 years old, and Landry's 1.5.
Two.
Two.
Two, right. Yes.
But it's her car.
Just ask her. She'll tell you.
All righty. Here at Rosie on the House, we're talking about remodeling, home remodeling. And I want to talk y'all through, because as I mentioned earlier, we are seeing a call load of people remodeling like we haven't seen in a long, long time. It has a lot to do with the real estate market returning, and some of the equity is back, and people are using some of the equity to do improvements they've been patiently waiting for 5 or 6 or 10 years. So bear with me here as I take you through some of the basic components of what's important to have in your contract, okay? In the contract, now you've gone through the dating process. You've picked 2 or 3 contractors to come over and meet them, and we have a whole consumer alert guide on our website on how to interview contractors so you make sure you end up with the right one. Because in that estimating phase is what we call the courting phase, okay? And if they're not showing you their very best behavior in the courting phase, when you sign the contract and marry them for the duration of the project, I promise you, when you marry them, their behavior won't get better, all right? So here are some of the things you need to look for in a contract. Once you've determined who you're going to do business with, make sure the contract is dated. Make sure it has a very, very clear delineation of what's going to be done. And I really like that delineation done by trade. So our contracts start with plans and permits. You know, who's going to do the drawings? Who's going to go to the building office and get the building permits? Then we go into mask and protect. How are we going to mask and protect your house from the dust that's going to be created as we're tearing whatever it is apart that we're tearing apart? Then we go into demolition, and we talk about how much sheetrock is going to come off and how much carpet is going to come up and what cabinets are going to come out and where all that material is going to go. Is any of it going to be donated to Habitat for Humanity? Is it going to go into the dumpster? And we spell out every single thing we're going to do at your house, trade by trade by trade. You can't hardly get too detailed a scope of work, okay? Yeah, it can be long to read through when you're there at the contract signing, but it absolutely clarifies everything. A lot of contractors and a lot of homeowners, I believe, operate under the mistaken influence that they want to do a time and material contract. I'm going to tell you that time and material contract can be a huge, huge source of frustration and arguing sometime in the process.
Because the time usually ends up on the contractor's convenience, well, or when he feels like it.
Well, then the homeowner starts thinking, well, look, that the lumber yard showed up with your material and he was four studs short and he had to drive, your man had to drive there. But I want the lumber yard paying for that trip, not me paying for that trip. But I'm going to tell you, make sure you have a contract with dates, amounts, and details, and make sure it's a fixed price contract. I'll tell you why, and six other tips about your contract when we get back.
And I'm not blaming the contractor for that. Where are you going to go? The job that's paying you or the one that's beating you up?